Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better. Just had the viral last week and I have recovered, so I'm taking my antibiotics and it's all good to go now.
Ah, good. Good. Good to hear that.
Yeah, thank you so much. And what about you? How are things?
Good, just busy. Busy being a mom, busy trying to write and do my social media.
Right. What do you do, by the way?
Well, I'm a writer. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so now
Okay.
an author. Yeah.
Well, that's a full-time job itself. So, yeah,
Yeah,
hats
it is.
off there.
I used to be a teacher, so I was an English teacher in
Oh, very
Plano. So,
nice. Maybe I
yeah.
can learn to speak better English from you.
Your English is very good, so.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You do know that I belong from a third world country, right? I just moved here like
Where
11 years
are you
ago.
from originally?
It's a country that you would not know about. So let's leave that out. It's a very underdeveloped place, and I sort of had I had ambitions, from the beginning, and my family did not see it that way because of the culture and the traditions of that particular country. So I decided to, take the big step, move out, and that's how I came here 11 years ago. And my family wouldn't
Oh.
speak to me,
Oh
and it's
no.
bad. Yeah, but eventually I got my
Wow.
mom here, so yeah, things are
Oh,
good.
that's good. That's good. Well, we all came from somewhere else, so.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, I do not hide this because I do not feel ashamed. But, looking at the things that I've achieved coming from where I came from, and I have grown a lot. But then again, learning doesn't stop anywhere. So I'm
It
always up for
doesn't.
that.
I mean, I feel like I didn't learn anything in college. Nothing in
Exactly.
today's world. Nothing that I learned in college prepared me for today's world. I can tell you that. It was almost a
Exactly.
waste. It was
Exactly.
almost a waste. Yeah.
I actually got my bachelor's in business administration here. So I started
Yeah.
studying and I completed that. So that's how I got this job, got into ghostwriting like 7 years ago. And then I just pursued this as my career because I just love this. I love my job. So
Oh,
yeah,
good.
it's really good.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Chris, let's talk about work. I sent you an email that was a correspondence from the marketing team. Did you review that? Or can we
Yes,
review
I
that
have
together?
not. I just got home and from the store, and I put the groceries away, and then it was time for our call. I got a little sidetracked because my in-laws had some car trouble, so I need to go rescue them. So
Okay. All
anyway,
right.
so yeah, so basically, why don't you just kind of tell me what you think the next big two or three steps should be for me to help garner more sales, so.
Yes, I have actually listed down a couple of strategies that the team came up with, and they're all listed in the email too. First of all, we are already working on the reviews on Amazon, so that was number
Okay.
one. Of course, we have to deliver that.
Yeah,
So
I
the
think that
content
that
is
would be the
done.
number one thing to help
Yes.
me is if when people went there, they saw more reviews.
That is
So.
correct. So that is something that is already in the pipeline. So we're not really looking at that at this point of time because we're executing it.
Okay.
After that, we're talking about publishing the book worldwide. The reason why we brought this up is because, see, right now you only have one platform, and that is Amazon. You've tried
Yeah.
Amazon marketing, which was of no good. It didn't work out as you planned, and you've invested so much of amount on that.
Yeah, I
And
know.
exactly. So
It has
that's the reason
not
why.
worked. It has not worked at all. Yes.
Exactly. Now, see why we recommend publishing worldwide? It's because there are so many platforms. I mean, I gave you the list. It was like, no, I did not give you the list. I'll give you the list, though.
Yeah.
Majorly, there are 51 platforms, but then if you include the book distribution, online retailers, and physical stores as well. It comes up to 400 plus platforms. Why
yes.
we recommend that is because, see, worst case scenario, if you're getting, on an average, you're getting, let's say, 5 sales from Amazon, all right? Now, if you have 51 platforms, and on an average, if you're getting 5 sales, or let's say 3 sales, worst case scenario, each platform, like worldwide,
yes.
you know, because your book will be live everywhere else too. Then what
mm-hmm.
happens is that at the end of the month, if you calculate that, let me just multiply that, 3 multiplied by 51, let's just go with the lowest number of platforms, that'll give you 153 sales per month. You see, increasing
mm-hmm.
the horizon of your target audience, maximizing that, it can help improve your sales. Because, see, we cannot just focus on one platform. Now we have multiple platforms to play around
mm-hmm.
with. As Amazon.
So when I advertise on Facebook, for example, I would list like the platforms that it's available on. Is that how
mm-hmm.
I would utilize the advertising budget to include that?
I didn't get that. Can you explain that to me? What
yeah.
Exactly
how would we advertise to these platforms? That's one reason why I've just kept with Amazon, because it's over 60% of the pie, and it's just
mm-hmm.
growing more and more by day. And this way, all of my budget and marketing, I know where it's going to go. It's going to go to pushing
right.
everybody to Amazon. So
right.
would I just, for my Facebook and Instagram ads, would I then just add the other distribution places, like available on Nook and Barnes & Noble, and
exactly.
just kind of list them all out? Okay.
Let me walk you through that. How that's going to work. See, all these platforms, the secondary platforms that I'm talking about, Amazon is number one. Amazon is one of the giants. They have like
right.
more than 60% of the market. Then you get Barnes
yes.
& Noble. That's number two. Secondary
right.
platform, but Barnes & Noble has its own audience. They do not come to
yes.
Amazon. And Amazon people do not go to Barnes & Noble. So
right.
we
right.
recommend, we strongly recommend people to go parallel with both the platforms in the beginning
mm-hmm.
as a basic publishing step, you know,
uh-huh.
initiation, you can say. Now,
right. Well, I did do that through,
mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I have done that before through Draft to Digital, where it kind of goes wide just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's available on, it was like 5 or 6 or 7 more places, I think. But I rarely got mm-hmm. any sales. It was like $30 a month or something. So it just seemed
wow.
like it wasn't.
Was
that
it?
I wasn't advertising, though. Like, that was just what I was getting, so.
Right, right.
But also, would I have to shut off Kindle Unlimited to start going wide?
No, I had a detailed discussion with my team. They told me that it is in the policies of KDP Select that if you are publishing it somewhere else, they're going to, you know, they restrict you to Amazon only. But there
right.
are loopholes, and people can publish their book on multiple platforms and have it on KDP Select enrollment at the same time. So that's not a problem. And this was one of the answers that I gave you in my email. So
okay.
that is
yeah.
sort of.
I just wanted to make sure. I know I see other people doing that, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just felt like, you know, it seemed risky or whatever, you know. But now mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I feel like I'm the only one not breaking the rules. You know,
right,
so.
Right. And they're not doing anything about it, you know. I mean,
yeah, they're not
team,
I'm not big enough for them to pay attention to, right?
Exactly, exactly. So my marketing team told me that. They were like, we know that there is a standard policy in Amazon KDP Select. They have these policies, but they're not really
mm-hmm.
implementing those.
Implementing them. Okay.
Exactly. So that shouldn't
okay.
be a problem. And the rest of the things that I have listed out, these were the nomination and submission of your book in Kindle Select and New York
uh-huh.
Times bestseller. Then we have the press release and article campaign, Amazon listing, and Kindle Vella. Did you check out Kindle Vella? I sent you the link for it the last time
I emailed
you.
Yeah, I was
going
to start, but don't I have to write a whole new story for Kindle Vella?
No, you don't have to write a whole new story, but you will you will make amendments, I would say, to the book.
Right.
Once you're
so that's what I was
it.
Wondering. If I could just, I could just go in and kind of tweak it a little bit, like do it from the other character's point of view or whatever.
Exactly.
And then change the name?
Mm-hmm.
So would I just change the name of the series?
No, you wouldn't change the name of the series because we will be directing traffic from Kindle Vella to your book. Now, see, people will read episodes that we'll be releasing there. If it's interesting for them, then they're going to go back and buy the book and then read it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, that's the purpose of Kindle Vella. You release episodes there. So most likely what you will be doing in terms of tweaking the book is that you will be turning your book into a screenplay sort of a thing, you know, in terms of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Picturization,
so what
visualization,
I can do,
dialogue.
Example, I could take in book one, there's when they chase her down the alley that night, I could make that like the first episode, right, rather than starting at the beginning, just start like in the middle of a big adventure and see if
you
I can get
it.
Them. Okay.
You got it. You got it. That's
but
how it works.
Are you sure I wouldn't have to rename it? Because
no.
Well, Amazon let me. Okay.
No. It doesn't work like that. A lot of people, they publish a book. Yeah, they publish a book on Kindle and Amazon, of course. And then they're using Kindle Vella as a publishing, as a marketing tool in order to redirect traffic to their book. Now, see, it's like a teaser that we're releasing there. If you're releasing a short episode there, maybe like
so
five,
at the,
six
at
pages.
The end of the episode, would I leave the link for book one?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if you need to read more for more details, or if you enjoyed reading episode, go ahead and purchase the book.
I did not know you could do that.
Yeah, so that is another tactic. Now, in order to have this discussed in detail,
and you know what?
I'm
sorry. I have a question for you about that. Sorry, this is a really good step. Now, can you watch for Bo when he comes to the gate and clean him up, please? So. What I could do is, you know, I have been really reluctant to put a very sexy cover, you know, for my book series because it's a little, it's not erotica, it's not like a cheap, girl tears off a shirt type of thing, but I've been trying to make it more, you know, appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So for Kindle Vella, I could do like a bit of a more sexy cover, right?
Yes.
Of course. All right.
Because Kindle Vella has, not to say that your book is erotica, but Kindle Vella has that genre too. So they're going to give you the freedom of having the cover, revised or amended, whatever you want to do with that. You can do a lot of creative things on Kindle
Vella. But I want to keep the same for Brandy. I'll keep the same logo, right, and the same title.
Yeah,
I'll just make
exactly.
the cover a little bit more. Okay.
Yes. Because
you
can develop launching the same thing in different wrapping, you can say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
And then add link at the end, say for more of the story. And then
you go to
click
the link.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Add link to the book. Okay.
Okay. Now you have to review the page yourself in order to understand this more, okay? So the link that I've sent you, it's the main page, the home page of Kindle Vella. You'll find a lot of authors there. You'll find episodes there. You'll understand what I'm talking about. So just research it a bit.
I have looked at it, and I started writing a new story, but I became exhausted of writing so many different stories. I was also writing for a Hollywood producer at the time for them to do, like, a series on Netflix. To pitch to like Netflix or HBO or whatever. And so I was writing that and I was still doing my book stuff. And then to start Kindle Vella just seemed overwhelming. So I just never followed up on it. So but I love the idea of just repurposing the story into a different way. So I think that's such a great idea.
Yes. And that will actually intrigue the audience. You know, you can gather more new customers.
Mm-hmm.
Going through a different tactic. All right, now, another thing I wanted to let you know that I'm just a project manager. I'm not a writer or a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
I can explain these things to you as far as my understanding goes, but I would really like you to have a call with the marketing strategist who's working on your book. All right?
Okay.
So he can explain to you all these things in detail and give you the benefits as well. I mean, I have just given you the gist of it. You know, just to give you the basic understanding.
Okay. Can you give me their name and a number or, like, how to set up a call with them next week?
Yes. I was thinking about Monday. If we can schedule a call with him on Monday, you can connect with
him. Okay, wait, let me look at my calendar. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, you don't have kids yet, I'm assuming, but it's like childhood on steroids. They're so busy all the time. So the schedule gets pretty booked pretty fast. Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. All right. So, my kiddo has an appointment at 2:00. Then I have to take them to baseball in the morning, but I'm free anytime between 9 and 2 Central Time. And I think we're 2 hours behind y'all. Lisa, hello? Hello, Lisa? Dylan, I'm really, really disgusted with your behavior here of late, to be honest. It's kind of heartbreaking. Selfish, belligerent, entitled, 3 that come to mind. But that's your true authentic self and your true authentic first.
My first waking thought.
Right. Hold on, I've got to get this.